It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Welcome to the teaching ministry of Life Changing Ministries International with Dr. E.K.D. Quick. With your Bible in hand and your heart open to learn, let's join the teaching in progress.
From the book of 2 Timothy, we are continuing our series on the book of 2 Timothy, chapter by chapter and verse by verse. The book of 2 Timothy, penned by the Apostle Paul, who was once called Saul of Tarsus in the scriptures. Saul of Tarsus was known as the persecutor of the early church, according to the book of Acts and the book of Galatians and other places in the New Testament scriptures. Saul of Tarsus, the Christian persecutor, was converted on the road to Damascus in Acts chapter 9 by the love of God and the power of the Holy Spirit. This is Paul the Apostle, who also penned a total of 14 New Testament epistles or letters. Also, 2 Timothy is known as one of the pastoral epistles, along with 1 Timothy here in 2 Timothy and the book of Titus. The pastoral epistles emphasize church order and church doctrine. And this book of 2 Timothy is also the swan song of the Apostle Paul, written approximately 68 AD before his martyrdom by Emperor Nero, where Paul suffered decapitation for the cause of Christ. And this book of 2 Timothy teaches personal references and charges to Timothy for the ministry. It also outlines the gospel and the gospel ministry. It teaches apostasy, false teachers, things that will happen in the last days, and admonitions and warnings for the local church. This is the teaching on the book of 2 Timothy, chapter 4, part 2. Verses 10 through 13. For Demas hath forsaken me, having loved this present world, and is departed unto Thessalonica. Christians to Galatia, Titus unto Dalmatia. Only Luke is with me. Take Mark and bring him with thee, for he is profitable to me for the ministry. And Tychicus have I sent to Ephesus. The cloak that I left at Troas with Carpus, when thou comest, bring with thee, and the books, but especially the parchments. Here in verse number 10, we see a defection from Paul from an individual named Demas. This individual named Demas is found in Colossians chapter 4, verse 14, as a traveling companion with Paul, and Philemon, verse 24, as a traveling companion with Paul. Faithful with Paul in those two epistles 5 years before this epistle, 2 Timothy, was written. So in the course of those 5 years, Demas backslid and forsook Paul. Scripture says in verse 10, he loved this present world. And we understand through the scriptures that you cannot love this world and love the Father at the same time. 1 John chapter 2, verses 15 through 17 teach, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Here, Demas is an example for those today that their heart was in the world and defected from the cause of Christ. It may be a relationship that takes the person out. It may be drugs, alcohol. It may be filthy, greedy gain of money. It may be ambition. Whatever it is in the world, Demas went back to Thessalonica, and today individuals are leaving the church and Christ and the ministry in droves, going back into the world and backsliding. And unless they repent, they're not going to make it into the kingdom. Verse 10 and verse 11 further speak of those who were faithful with Paul. Christians went to Galatia to minister. This is Titus, found in the book of Titus. Luke in verse 11 is Luke, the beloved physician, the disciple Luke, who is with Paul ministering to him. Mark also is asked to be brought unto Paul. This speaks of reconciliation, for Mark and Paul split early in the book of Acts when Mark got homesick and left the ministry. Here it teaches that there was reconciliation between Mark and Paul. Verse 12 speaks of Tychicus going to Ephesus, one of his most faithful of traveling minister companions, found in Acts chapter 20. These individuals who were with Paul were sent unto other places as missionaries, as sent ones, as individuals changing lives and furthering the gospel of Jesus Christ. How wonderful it is to be used by the Lord as a mouthpiece for the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 13 teaches that Paul is asking for a cloak that he left at Troas with an individual named Carpus. Remember that in prison in those days, there was no commissary, there was no air conditioning, there was no heat, there were no creature comforts as we have today in today's modern prisons. Individuals went into prison with what they had and came out of prison with what they had. Only the support of loved ones and family and others bringing them resources would be allowed as a comfort to them. And winter is coming, and Paul is saying, please bring the cloak, for it will be cold in here by myself. Paul, in verse 13, also asking for the scrolls, the Old Testament scriptures, and the parchments, sacred papers, which could be his Roman identity, which could be proof of his Roman citizenship, or other sacred Jewish writings for Paul. Paul asking for the scriptures and asking for his personal citizenship papers to validate he is a Roman and has the rights and privileges in the court of law that Romans are due. Paul asking for the scriptures. Paul, even in prison, looks to have spiritual nourishment, as the scriptures teach that we should meditate on the Lord and the Word day and night. Psalm 119 verse 97 teach, oh, how I love thy law. It is my meditation all the day. Verses 14 through 16. Alexander the coppersmith did me much evil. The Lord reward him according to his works, of whom be thou ware also, for he hath greatly withstood our words. At my first answer, no man stood with me, but all men forsook me. I pray God that it may not be laid to their charge. Verses 14 and 15 speak of Alexander, an individual who fought against the ministry, an individual that fought against Paul and Paul's mission from the Lord. Paul here names him by name as a warning to Timothy, and also because this individual did so much damage that he warranted being warned by name. Paul speaks of himself being deserted again in verse 15 and verse 16. Yet in these scriptures, he demonstrates the forgiveness and compassion of God as he prays for these individuals that hurt him and forsook him. Scripture teaches in Matthew 26, verse 56, that Jesus Christ was forsaken by his disciples. Yet Jesus Christ said on the cross, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." We are charged in the scriptures to pray for our enemies, to pray for those who despitefully use us and persecute us. Mark chapter 11, verses 25 through 26 teach, "And when you stand praying, forgive, if ye have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespasses." As Jesus Christ suffered rejection from this world and betrayal from this world, so are we suffering as Christ, rejection and betrayal. And as Jesus Christ prayed for those that deserted him and rejected him, we also pray for those that desert us, reject us, betray us, and hurt us. This is a difficult task for those who are not walking in the comfort of the Lord, those who sense the presence of God being with them, never forsaking them, will have it in their hearts to easily pray for others that forsake them. For we know that if individuals forsake us, betray us, and desert us, that God will still always be there for us. Scripture teaches in Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." The scriptures teach that the Lord will never leave us nor forsake us. Verses 17 through 18, "Notwithstanding, the Lord stood with me and strengthened me, that by me the preaching might be fully known, and that all the Gentiles might hear. And I was delivered from the mouth of the lion, and the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work, and will preserve me unto his heavenly kingdom, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen." Verse 17 speaks of the Lord being with Paul, and this provides comfort and the ability to pray in verse 16 for those that forsook him. "For if others forsake us," deep down we have comfort to know that God is with us. If others forsake us, we can get past the hurt of the betrayal, knowing that God will never leave us nor forsake us. Paul speaks of deliverance in verse 17 from the mouth of the lion. And in verse 18, Paul speaks of deliverance from afflictions and being kept to do God's will. Psalm 34, verse 19 teaches, "Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all." Verses 19 through 22. "Salute Prisca and Aquila, and the household of Onesiphorus. Erasteth aboteth at Corinth, but Trophimus have I left at Miletum sick. Do thy diligence to come before winter. Eubulus greeteth thee, and Pudence, and Linus, and Claudia, and all the brethren. The Lord Jesus Christ be with thy spirit. Grace be with you. Amen." Here in verse 19 and verse 20, we see an acknowledgement to those who may not be with Paul, but Paul remembers them by name. Prisca and Aquila are found in Acts 18, a husband and wife ministry team. Onesiphorus, found in 2 Timothy chapter 1, as an individual that refreshed Paul the apostle while he was in prison. Verse 20 speaks of Herastus. This individual is found in Acts 19 and Romans 16, verse 23. He was a chamberlain or treasurer in Corinth. Paul is remembering each individual by name, speaks to the personal ministry of Paul, the fellowship of Paul, and remembering that Timothy should be told these individuals as a follow-up to continue to have personal ministry towards these individuals and to maintain encouragement and communication among the brethren. Verse number 20, speaking of Trophimus being sick, this is not being sick with some demonic or physical ailment that Paul could not remedy through the Holy Spirit and the gift of healing. This word sick speaks to being weak, speaks to feeling tired, overwhelmed as a result of the ministry, and that he's being left in Miletum to recover. Verse 21 speaks again to Paul urging Timothy to please come before the winter snows make travel difficult. Verse number 22 speaks to fellowship. Fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ and our spirit. Communion and sweet fellowship, having a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul concludes with grace and always references grace in his Pauline epistles. Paul, knowing personally from 2 Corinthians chapter 12 that God's grace is sufficient for thee. Paul's final word, amen, means truly and surely, and underscores and validates the words that were here written by the Holy Spirit. This book of 2 Timothy is Paul's swan song before he goes on to see the Lord in martyrdom, one of the pastoral epistles which teaches church doctrine, church authority, has warnings and admonitions, and personal references and charges for Timothy and for us today. This is the teaching on the book of 2 Timothy, chapter 4, part 2, and on today. If you do not know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, or if you have strayed away from his love and kindness, I invite you to pray this prayer with me today. This prayer of salvation, this prayer of rededication. Won't you bow your head and pray this prayer with me? Oh God, I am a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ died for my sins. I believe that God raised him from the dead. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Save me today. Forgive me, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Thank you for listening to the teaching ministry of Life Changing Ministries International. LCMI is a Christian non-denominational teaching ministry based solely on the Holy Bible, dedicated to pleasing God, glorifying Jesus Christ, and ensuring that the Bible is the foundation in everything this ministry proclaims and endorses. For more information, log on to our website at lifechangingministries.com. Please join us again next time for more Bible teaching. And remember, we have the victory through Jesus Christ.